an aircraft would all go to a different, to a state, either the, I've been to Florida and Texas and Illinois. We went to Fort Sheridan, Fort Barrancas, Florida, and little town down here on the coast of Texas, down below Galveston. Little bit of short name. And of course, I traveled through other states going there. Oklahoma. We had our guards, our company was made up of Oklahoma and other states.
Have you ever been out of the country?
No, I've never been out of the state, out of the country at all.
Well, have you traveled much in Arkansas?
Well, I've traveled more in the, just around here where I go and come in one day. I've covered pretty much of Arkansas. And then I had an old friend that come down here for the Baz years ago when he was younger. And I went to visit him up at Platte City, Missouri. That's above Kansas City, or Springfield. And on the Platte River. He is a big old farmer up there, raised tobacco and such as that. And I've been to St. Louis. Of course, I stayed with the National Guard. I went up through Illinois, through Missouri, and crossed the Cape Girardeau and went on up then to Chicago on Lake Michigan. And going to Florida, we went through Mississippi and Alabama and Louisiana. Palatia, Texas is a little camp we went to down there, a little town just, not too many miles, about 30 miles below Galveston.
Well, what about your wife's people? Are they from Fort Smith?
No, they were from Alabama. Her folks come from Florence, Alabama. That is her daddy's folks. They were the Moses family. And the Miller family was, her grandma was born and raised out over here across the lake now over there, what's called Lake Hamilton. And I don't know where her grandpa was born. He was born up around Van Buren or what. But they lived up here in the west part of the up here, a little town called Athens, Arkansas. That's in Pike County, in Howard County. And but her grandmother, maiden name was, and I was talking to her she ain't die. She was. And Ain't Dicey was her daddy's aunt. I met her at the hospital a couple of weeks ago, and my wife was up there again. And but I knew the Fultons, but I didn't know nothing about them until I met my wife in 1916.
How old is your wife now?
She, in August the 16th, she'd be 81.
Is she a member of the Baptist Church too?
Yes. Now they didn't turn her out of the church up yonder. But they turned me out because he just said you're not in fellowship with the church. So. And so she never would draw her, but we quit going up there. And she, after that preacher come in, they had the trouble of bed, she went to whining over here. And until she had those strokes, as long as she was able.
Has she always been a housewife?
Yes.
You know how far she got in school?
No, I don't.